Happy Over the Hump Wednesday, and welcome to this edition of Butcher on Sports. Yes, the Wednesday edition of Butcher on Sports. Again, I will repeat, Over the Hump Day Wednesday here. As always, thanks for tuning in. Let's get to the sports news that, yes, you just can't get enough of. This abbreviated version of Butcher on Sports, I'll tell you, we'll get it short and sweet here. Or maybe a little bit longer here. Let's start off with the Detroit Lions there. After 2 days off on Monday and Tuesday, the Lions are back in camp in Allen Park today, preparing themselves to get ready for play in the Meadowlands at MetLife Stadium against the New York Giants. Things are hunky-dory with the Lions there, winning two games in a row as the defense seemed like it's kind of picking itself up, and the offense is doing likewise there. Head coach Dan Campbell said, there's a lot that we still have to work on, but again, two in a row, I will not deduct it from my doggone livelihood at all there. This is a great time for him because his record is, you know, well, yes, you see. Don't want to discuss it. It's not good. So the Lions will play the Giants, who is a very competitive team and playoff bound if they continue to win. So let's see what the Lions do this particular Sunday as a full team, offensively and defensively. Again, they got a lot to fix up, but again, a win's a win. The NFC Players of the Week for week number 10 is Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. If you saw the catch he made this past Sunday, you will understand why. Buccaneers linebacker Devin White and Commanders kicker Joey Styles were named the NFC Players of the Week for week number 10. The AFC Players of the Week are the following. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, he had a very good Sunday in the win against the Oakland Raiders. And yes, to put a smile on the face for that city, particularly the new coach, Jeff Saturday here. The Steelers linebacker Alex Highsmith, and also the Titans punter Ryan Stonehouse. They're all named the AFC Players of the Week for week number 10. Let's move on with some more stuff. And by the way, boys and girls, if you're a Cleveland Brown fan, I just want you to know we're all thinking of you here. AccuWeather.com is estimating as much as 6 feet of snow that could be coming in the region. And lake effect snow warnings will be in effect from now Thursday. Tomorrow, November 17th through Sunday, November the 20th. And the reason I'm saying that, because that's the exact time the Bills and the Browns are scheduled to play and kick off there. Chiefs NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy told Pro Football Talk on Wednesday that the league is continuing to monitor the weather and has been in contact with both clubs, which means only one thing. If they can't play on Sunday, they'll find a way to play on either Monday or Tuesday, or in certain cases, move the game somewhere else. I'll keep my ear on what goes on that particular game this upcoming Sunday. Yes, indeed. Max Zenas on 3 Sports reported that Michigan's associated head coach Bill Pogo will be leaving the program at the University of Michigan to take on the job at head coach of Charlotte, the University of Charlotte, the Charlotte 49ers football program as a head coach. Pogo has been at Michigan for at least 2 seasons. Pogo was a head coach at St. Francis Academy in Maryland, where he built that high school program to one of the best in the country. And Michigan is going to lose another coach there. Indeed. Last year, they lost the defensive coach, which was on loan to him from his brother, okay, on the Baltimore Ravens. And he did an admirable job, but then was rehired back to the Ravens, which is now their defensive coordinator, indeed. pretty good work here. Justin Verlander of the Houston Astros. He was the ace of that particular team. However, won his first playoff game this season in so many attempts. And also, he's a free agent. Well, he won the 2022 American League Cy Young on Wednesday. And Sandy Alcantara was the winner of the National League Cy Young Award winner, who, by the way, he played for the Miami Marlins. And congratulations to both those two. Speaking of baseball, let's talk about the Detroit Tigers. As they've been moving and grooving along with a lot of moves this past week, and still the week is not over, and they're still moving tables around. The Tigers acquired outfielder Steve Walker. He was a number 46 overall pick in the 2018 draft from the Giants for cash consideration. And that means the Detroit Tigers will be giving the Giants a little taste of change there. That was done on Tuesday. Walker made his Major League debut this past June in 22 with the Texas Rangers, by the way, before he went back to the Giants. The Detroit Tigers also added five players to their 40-man roster, which is, by the way, to protect themselves from rule number five, which that draft is upcoming. I'll get to that in a moment. The players are Parker Meadows, who is an outfielder, infielder, Wenzel Perez, infielder, Andre Lippigus, right fielder and right-hand starter, Reese Olsen, and right-hand reliever, Brendan White. He did this before the deadline on Tuesday, protecting these particular players because they were part of the Rule 5 draft. To make room for these additional players, the Tigers designated for assignment right-handed Mikel Diaz, excuse me, boys and girls, pitcher Kyle Funkhauser, left-handed reliever Sean Guthrie, catcher Michael Papiski, and outfielder Brendan Davis. They were all on assignment or picked up on waivers by some team. Indeed, either they're a Tiger or they'll be starting with Toledo on their lineup or their roster this year. The Rule 5 draft is scheduled for December the 7th. That's part of baseball's annual winter meeting. This year's in San Diego. You only have it in California, maybe Las Vegas, and normally most of the time in Nashville, Tennessee, or Miami, Florida. Those four places are always consistent with the Major League Baseball agenda of holding the baseball annual baseball meeting. But this year's annual winning meeting will be in San Diego. Any team that makes a selection pay of $100,000 to the organization losing a player chosen in the draft must spend the entire 2023 season with the new team's active MLB roster or the injury list, one of the two, or be offered back to their former team for $50,000. Which means if you pick up a player in the Rule 5 draft, he must be on the roster of the 26 kiddies or players that plays baseball on the exact team that he was picked up on, which is sometimes a waste or sometimes not. Detroit Tigers also on Tuesday, they welcome the official people, which I've been mentioning on the show in bits and pieces, but the Tigers officially welcome hire of Michael Berdard. He was the San Diego Padres hitting coach to lead their revamp hitting department. Also, James Ronson, he's from the Miami Marlins. He was the bench coach and offensive coordinator, is also joining the hitting department, along with Keith Beauregard, a minor league coach of the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. He was lured to the Tigers. The club announced these hires officially on Tuesday. And President of Baseball Operations Scott Harris didn't renew the contract of Kevin Rand, who is the Senior Medical Service Director and reassigned head athletic trainer Doug Teeter to his new role to spring training complex in Lakeland, Florida. So Teeter gets a job with the organization, but he slapped back the minor league stuff there. Now the new head athletic trainer is Ryan Eubanks, who previously served as the head man or the assistant athletic trainer for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's joining the Tigers as the athletic trainer in Major League. The Tigers announced those additions also on Tuesday. I have talked about this all year long during baseball season. Why is it that the Tigers pitchers and catchers and everybody is just breaking down to a no, not one? And Scott Harris, when he came in, he got rid of all of them there. It was a doggone shame for years and years and years. And Kevin Rand, you got to notice him all the time when I go in the locker room to talk to the players or whatever it may be. He's a staple for a very long time with the Detroit Tigers. But you know what? His regimen for keeping the players healthy and not getting injured, especially the pitching staff, was just not working anymore there. And they finally let him go. He'll enjoy probably retirement. We'll miss him. Maybe I'll miss him. I'm quite sure the people who want the Tigers to win and keep people healthy don't miss him. The Detroit Pistons announced Tuesday night that Isaiah Stewart has been diagnosed with a sprained right big toe. And he will be reevaluated in about 2 or 3 weeks. So that means Stewart will be gone for that period of time, for about a month, I should say. That happened during the loss of the Toronto Raptors at Little Caesars Arena when he was chasing a loose ball out of bounds. This season, Stewart averaged 12 points a game, 9.3 rebounds, and a total of 15 games he partaked in there. Excuse me. Some more basketball news here. Tom Izzo's team often perked in March Madness, boy, last night. And I'm doing this also so late tonight here. They took care of business as they took care of Kentucky by a final score of 86-77 in double overtime in the Champions Classic Tuesday night there. And it was a barn burner in the first game of the particular there as Candace and another team played last night. And Duke, they played after the fact, which I ended up going to sleep and not regretting a bit of not seeing that particular game. However, Michigan State, who was trailing the majority of the game, came back to tie it up at regulation. They played one overtime, and they tied it up again. Then Michigan State just went about their business and took care of it. Period. 86-77 was the score. Good win for Michigan State University there. With tonight's action, the Titans of U of D Mercy, they played at Dick Vitale Court on Wednesday, and they beat the Ohio Bobcats by a final score of 88-74. University of Michigan played tonight there. They played in a classic that's known as the Legends Classic, and that's at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York there. University of Michigan had a lot of depth, and they just showed their rear end to a no-not-one and beat the crap out of Pittsburgh by a final score of 91-60. Yes, they beat them up bad there. They will play tomorrow against the winner of the Arizona State VCU game. That game will be played Thursday, tomorrow, at 9 o'clock. TV time there, okay? All righty now. Of course, the loser of tonight's game against Arizona State and VCU, They will play Pittsburgh in the consolation game for third place. That'll be the first game before the main event happens. Speaking of main event, the Detroit Red Wings scored first. They performed very well on special teams, but they gave the doggone ball game away with 47 seconds left in the third period. And by golly, the Anaheim Ducks tied up the score. They went to overtime. And after they blew the doggone lead to actually win the game and gain 2 points, they end up losing the game in overtime to the Anaheim Mighty Ducks at the Honda Center. A final score of 3-2. The only beneficial thing about this whole particular game is when they went tied into regulation time, the Red Wings received 1 point. Finally, in sports today, and this is a big write-up. If you notice the umpires in baseball, they have a little patch on their right lapel. It looks on the left lapel if you're watching TV. It says FTX. Yes, it says FTX, which is a formable place. Was once upon a time was formable. Was selling crypto, and it was a trading company that many people want to get in crypto value. They invest their money, and a lot of stars are into that particular stuff. You and I may not give a doggone. We get a crypto coin, it's a souvenir, and we'll hide it one day. Hopefully it makes a significant amount of money, which it may not be. But Tampa Bay's quarterback Tom Brady and a number of big-name sports celebrities, including Stephen Curry, Naomi Osaka, were named as defendants in a class action crypto lawsuit filed in Florida on Tuesday. The class action suit was filed against FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried and a number of other celebrities who endorsed FTX, including Major League Baseball, the crypto trading company, the additional people other than Brady and Curry and Osaka were Shaquille O'Neal, David Ortiz, Shohei Ohtani, Trevor Lawrence, Udonis Haslam. They were all named as defendants and a whole lot more. I got some more. Brady's wife, supermodel Giselle, she was named on that defendant suit as well, along with Larry David, the comedian who wrote or directed, the Steinfeld man there. He's in the suit. Also, Shark Tank and former host of the show up in Canada, Kevin O'Leary, was also named to the suit as well. And also the Golden State Warriors, a prominent partner of FTX. And also, yes, well, let me say this. The Miami Heat, who has their building named after FTX, they're scrambling around to change the name of it. And that'll be quickly done, quick, fast, in a hurry. Again, this company went bankrupt, and whoever got the money has ran out of town by sundown on a private island, never to be seen again until somebody dig them out and haul them into court and find out. All these people, where's all these people's money? And they'll say, I don't know. I'm just telling you. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook. Butch Davis on Facebook as well. Man. Check it on out. The show Butch on Sports. Yes, check that out. And also, you can go to the main page at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButtoo.podomatic.com, okay? All righty now. Do it that way. Also, you can go to the GameSportsShow.com as well. A lot of people have been asking me about the Game Sports Show. I am promising everybody by next Wednesday I will have some results on this particular ordeal and how things are going to be done. That'll be next Wednesday. I know you can, your mouth is watering, boys and girls, about it. But next Wednesday, we'll have a decision on that particular there. The Gage Sports Show and what's upcoming. Okay? All righty. Promise it'll be good news, not port news. Hey, have a great weekend. We're going to get snow. Not 6 feet, but we're going to get snow. Have a luscious weekend.